When the colonies declared their independence from England, they had to fight a war using guns mostly made in other countries. George Washington set about to change that, and the spot where many of those weapons were made was here. The story is next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Springfield, Massachusetts has long been an important place in this country for supplying the weapons needed by the nation's military.
In 1777, they authorized, from the recommendation of George Washington and Henry Knox, a storehouse here for the Continental Army. There's some ammunition, some cannons, some firearm repairs, but we were not making firearms at that time.
But as Susan Ashman explains, when the American colonies declared their independence, the role of the Springfield Armory began to change.
When we were at war with England, we were importing French Charlevilles at that time. So that's what they were using. But, you know, if we were fighting for our independence, why are we still dependent on these foreign firearms? So George Washington wanted his own site to manufacture firearms.
The city of Springfield was a good place to manufacture firearms for the new nation. For one, it was located on the Connecticut River, which provided many benefits.
They were able to use that water for power for some of the mills on the river. Also, they were able to transport logs on the river. You had a workforce here, and ships couldn't come upstream because there was some falls. So it kept the British ships away.
By the 1790s, this site was ready to begin making guns for the U.S. military.
So the first year of manufacturing was 1795, and they basically copied that French Charleville, calling it the Springfield Charleville, and they made approximately 245 of those all by hand.
The Springfield Armory's work continued to grow from there, and there's more of the story next time as we travel the countryside. In Springfield, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.